Hello, friends, and good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Out of This World Radio and Television with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle, here in the United States, in North America, on planet Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. And the purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and to make this planet a far better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a much better place. Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries. And today's show, I guarantee, will be really interesting and really out of this world. During the first hour, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll be interviewing Emma Louise Hansen, a lifelong contact of the Andromeda Galaxy. She says that she's a princess from Andromeda, and she'll be giving messages from her Andromedan friends within a few minutes. She's located in Trondheim, Norway, and she sent me a text earlier, and she said they're currently having a hurricane there. Or a tornado. So I hope things are okay. We are able to contact her by Skype by having some technical difficulties, but hopefully she'll be able to come on in a few minutes. During this first hour as well, joining us will be Scott Lemriel, a contactee of the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., or actually from about 3:15 p.m. to 4, I'll be interviewing Chris Clark, the creator of X-Files. The X-Files just came out this week with an amazing first show that contained references to UFOs, disclosure in the secret government, and this is one interview that you won't want to miss. During the first 10 or 15 minutes of this second hour will be Dr. Angel Lewis Fernandez, a wonderful scholar, diplomat, and friend who's sponsoring a wonderful Peace and Light conference in the Dominican Republic on August 19th, 20th, and 21st, 2016. I'll be one of the keynote speakers for the conference, and I hope you can all come. For more information about the conference, please visit Pax Lux Monday, that's PAXLUXMUNDI.com. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support, and I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage in Tacoma, Washington, and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing wonderful support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program, my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Emoto, and of the Emoto Peace Project, Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Krema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Just quickly, I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. If you're interested in it, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I can help people get in touch with their spiritual guides and do remote viewing. And I also have started a new program to remove reptilian implants, too. And I've been doing that successfully. If you're interested, please send me an email, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And I also have a toll-free number for those of you in Canada and the United States at 1-888-879-8339. Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. We're also looking for new sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 60 countries. You can also listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at on the internet at www.1150kknw.com, and after the show you can always listen to the show at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on any one of our wonderful guests. I have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on the website and click in the upper right hand corner, you can click on Ask Ted and read my latest column, and also send me any spiritual questions. For those interested, I still have some beautiful calendars from the Emoto Peace Project. They're from the research of Dr. Emoto, and I received them about 2 weeks ago from Tokyo. The calendars are just $20 a piece, and this includes shipping. And if you'd like one of these calendars, please send me an email to outofthisworld 1150@gmail.com or just give me a call at 509-750-9793. I'm also in the process of ordering a large quantity of Dr. Modell's wonderful books from the Modell Peace Project, the children's books. And if you'd like one of those, they're just a $5 donation for each one. If you'd like one, give me a call or send me an email. I'd be happy to give you some. A couple of things I wanted to tell you for upcoming events. On February 6th, I'll be giving readings all day at the Lavender Massage in Friday Harbor from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For those of you in Finland, I'll be speaking at a spiritual conference on the future of humanity in Helsinki, Finland, on May 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th with some really incredibly interesting people, including Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists, Professor Irvin Laszlo, one of the world's most famous scientists, shamans from the Hopi tribe in Arizona, Russia, and Africa, and Michiko Hayashi of the Modell Peace Project in Tokyo, among others. The conference will be open to the public on 14th and 15th of May. And for more information or tickets, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can put you in touch with the Finnish organizers. From June 10th to the 13th, I'll be having my second annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, off of exit 114. On Interstate 5, it's about 45 minutes to 50 minutes south from the Seattle airport for those who will be flying in. We'll have a lot of wonderful speakers, including Scott Lemriel, the Aceris Agenda, who's had face-to-face contact with benevolent advanced humans from the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years. The first day, Friday, June 10th, will be free psychic readings and free spiritual healings. And then on June 11th and 12th, it'll be the same cost as last year, which is $197. And then finally, on May 13th, we have something very special that day. It'll be a demonstration of the Hado machines from the Emoto office in Tokyo. They'll be flying in from Tokyo, Japan, to demonstrate the machines. They are a fantastic diagnostic machine which can explain and identify, in my opinion, spiritual and physical causes for almost any illness or spiritual condition. And the amazing thing about these machines is that they, from my experience, they go into the other dimensions for your answers. So if you're in the area, that's one workshop you will not want to miss. On August 19th, 20th, and 21st, I'll also be a keynote speaker at a worldwide spiritual conference in the Dominican Republic. For more information, please see their conference website at www.paxluxmundi. Or just go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com and you can click on information about the conference. At the end of August, finally, August 25th, 2016, I'll be taking a group of 20 people to see John of God in Brazil. John of God is an amazing medium who's able to contact Jesus and many other higher spiritual angels to help heal almost any physical or spiritual condition. I'm very honored to take a group to visit him. I consider him one of the world's greatest men, but he's a medium. He puts you in touch with these spiritual healers. We'll be meeting in Brazil, and for more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or please go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com. Not all the details have been worked out yet, but they're in the process of getting worked out. In addition, in just 2 weeks from today, from beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be launching a new television program called Out of This World Television, whose purpose is to raise consciousness to make this world a much better place. We're still working on some technical details, and I'll be giving you the website and key and information in 1 week from today. My first guest on the program will be Michiko Hayashi of the Modell Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, and I'm so excited. I've also got some confirmed interviews for some really interesting and famous people that'll be coming up, and we'll get to that as time goes on. Now, for my first guest, I'd like to go to Emma Louise Hansen, who's coming to us from Trondheim, Norway. Emma, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can, actually.
Oh, okay, good. Let me check with Eric, my sound engineer. Eric, is that volume okay? He says it's good. Okay. Did we get you finally on the phone, or did we get you through Skype? Okay.
To the phone.
Okay, good. Yes. Well, I'm glad that we got you on the phone here. Well, you know, if you could tell my listeners a little bit about your background. You sent me a little bit about before, and I'll just say that you're in Princeton's from the Andromeda Galaxy called Era Emma. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Era Emma.
Era Emma. Okay.
Era Emma.
Era Emma. Okay, wonderful. And you're from the planet Micha. Is that M-I-C-H-A?
Mika.
Mika, okay.
Mika. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I met you when I first went to Norway in October 2014 to a wonderful UFO conference there in Bergen, Norway. And I was very impressed. Yeah, I was very impressed with you at that time because you had a lot of messages. And as I speak now, this entire studio has lit up in this beautiful white light. It's just so
that's
nice.
Beautiful.
So nice here.
Yes.
And I know I'm talking a lot, and I promise I just want to introduce you, and then I'm going to give you the floor. But it says here that you were sent to this planet to save your soul because dark forces wanted to consume your soul to stop you from sharing your knowledge with us Earthlings. Let's see here. I'd like for you to continue. Tell us a little bit about your background, Emma.
Yeah. Well, this story is only one of my lifetimes. Of course, we have all had many lifetimes all over this planet and the universe and the galaxies and everywhere. But this lifetime that I'm telling you about today is the reason that I'm here on Earth, because I was actually on the Andromeda galaxy when the Andromeda galaxy ascended from a 3D galaxy up to the six-dimensional galaxy. So what I'm here to write about and tell about is how the what you're hearing is my dog.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
If your dog has any messages, you're welcome to share them with us as well. So that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell about the story of the Andromeda Galaxy and how they ascended, and to hopefully help humans, which I'm also right now, I'm also a human, to start to be more in heart and to be a part of this ascension, because right now it's actually on a tipping point in the human history. Either we are destroying ourselves or we are going up into the light. It's nothing more or less, so to say. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to really start to be responsible and do the inner work. That's what I'm going to talk about today.
Well, I'm so grateful to have you on. You're being heard worldwide in over 60 countries around the world, Emma. And I'm so grateful to have you on. Your messages from your friends. Now, your Andromeda friends also suggested that we bring on Scott Lemriel, who's been a contact for the Galactic Alliance, onto the program. And Scott will be coming on in about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes or so. How long ago did the Andromeda Galaxy evolve or shift from the third dimension to the higher dimensions?
That happened during the time when Lemuria was created here on Earth, so a long time ago.
I see. All right. And would that be 200, 300,000 years ago?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay. Perhaps Scott would have some...
I don't know everything.
Okay.
And I also want to say to people that I'm not here to make anyone believe me. Mm-hmm. Don't take my word for it. Mm-hmm. But seek inside yourself, and I am sure that everyone will find the truth finally eventually. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I don't have any need for anyone to believe me. But this is my story, and I just tell what my story is.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, your friends in the Andromeda Galaxy say that we have a choice nowadays of either destroying ourselves or going up into the light. And I know that there are so many good people out there in the world today, and I think with most people, the vast majority, would choose to go up into the light, of course. And as I'm saying this, the light, there's this beautiful angelic light that just came into the studio, so I'm getting confirmation from the other side about that. I guess the question, and people ask me this all the time, how can we make this a better planet? How can we go up into the light? And I'd love your answers some suggestions from your friends there.
Yes. Well, first, they want me to say a little bit about the Earth as we, the humans, see it today. Mm-hmm. We see the Earth as a 3D form. And they want us to know that the new Earth is already created. The new Earth is waiting in a thin layer just outside our field right now. Mm. And the new Earth is already in a fifth dimension. And it's just waiting for us to come and enter. And when we enter the new Earth, we will all go up right into the sixth dimension. That was exactly what happened in the Andromedan galaxy as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. And what we shall do right now is to begin the final journey from breaking through the illusory 3D-dimensional way of thinking. Because we have been brainwashed to live in a 3D-dimensional thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And start to get out of that thinking. They're telling us that we have to start at a zero point in ourselves. We kind of have to reset our thoughts and be willing to give away or leave everything that we have ever learned behind.
Hmm. Interesting.
Get to a zero point.
Interesting.
I did this a couple of years ago. I was, to be honest, a little bit sad and angry, and I said, why am I here? It's so much evil here. I can't breathe. I don't want to be here.
Right.
I don't know what to believe in.
Right.
And they came to me and said, you have to go to your zero point. Well, what is my zero point?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I started to meditate on this.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I could actually see myself in my light body as a soul, only a pure soul, sitting in a platform, a white platform, where I was floating in, well, nowhere. There was nothing around me.
Mm-hmm.
All it was my soul and this white platform that I was sitting on. And my soul was of gold, as we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And there I started to get rid of everything that I have ever been taught on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to go back to the zero point in myself, to the soul, to the knowledge of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens then is that we get up so much information that we have been programmed to believe, that we have willingly and also not willingly been programmed to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole process of starting to forgive ourselves is started.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, we have to forgive ourselves, because we have been programmed to believe all the things that we are walking around and believing today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to start to forgive each other. And that is also the people that have hurt us in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Also the ones that have programmed us. And we have to start to go in joy, truth, and love. Because we are responsible for the footsteps we leave behind us here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we want to leave behind? What kind of footsteps do we want to leave behind?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually told me that we are in a time now where we as mankind have the potential to create peace on Earth within the year of 2017.
Really?
And that is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yes. That is amazing.
Well, I know
And they're also...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, they have also told me a little bit about the timelines and the prophecies right now.
Right.
As you also know, the timelines has changed.
That's
true. We have boarded a new timeline.
That's true.
And ancient prophecies are replaced with new ones.
Right.
And we are responsible to take this new, this new chance. This new chance that we have been given.
Mm-hmm.
And in the year 2016, the truth will come more and more forward.
Right.
As people choose to wake up, because to wake up is actually a conscious choice to make.
Right.
And all the falsehood will crumble through 2016. There will be nothing but joy, truth, and love that will vibrate in every exhalation that we leave on this earth.
Wow.
And again, they are saying that responsibility for our own life in a spiritual way is the road to go now. And forgiveness in all this is the key. So first, find your zero point, forgive yourself, and take responsibility for your spiritual way. Mm. And they are actually telling me that this sound that Scott had talked so much about is you.
Right.
Is a very, very good key to use in this process.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful.
It is the original word for life. You mm-hmm. is the original word for life.
And may I
and
add,
when we
mm-hmm. in the hue, if yeah. I may add this, sorry, there's so many. I'm holding myself back because I want you to explain. But one quick thing, the hue actually is part yeah. of human, isn't it? H-U-M-A-N, hue.
Yeah, that yeah. may be yeah. maybe
okay.
true.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they are saying to me that hue is the original word for life.
Oh,
for
wow.
the word life.
Uh huh.
And humans, as I have as the knowledge that I have, is the oldest race ever created,
mm-hmm.
because we are the last race.
Hmm.
So, but we are not exactly the most evolved race
no.
right now,
right.
but we are the oldest one.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Fascinating.
In a way that I actually don't really understand yet,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
And on this spiritual path that we are walking, they are telling me that we have to remember that all life is holy.
Mm-hmm.
Life is holy.
Mm-hmm.
They say that you are life. Well, we are life, humans,
mm-hmm.
animals, plants,
mm-hmm.
the grass, the soil, the earth, the air, the water, the minerals, the fire.
Mm-hmm.
We are all connected by a common energy. Some call it prana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we choose to call it life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are also talking about the gold particles and the nature, how important it is to go out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
In the air, we can see gold particles. They are also connected to the water. They are connected to the plants, the minerals, to everything alive, to the animals, to
mm-hmm.
the humans, to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is actually leading information.
Mm.
And gold is connected with all that is life on earth. So you understand how important it is to go outside in nature to receive information from Gaia, from Mother Earth, from the universe, from Father Sky, everything. And water is so important these days. Water is actually you can call it the blood of life. So you have to be careful about what you send through the water. You should only send joy, truth, and love. And you should keep sending gratefulness through the water. I mean, do we want joy, truth, and love, or do we want destruction of earth?
Mm.
I think it's an easy question to answer.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, they're saying, yes, and again, they're saying that it is our responsibility and our choice to use this potential we have now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to forgive what was and stand on our zero point.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I keep thinking of Dr. Emoto, of course, the Emoto Peace Project, and they do so much
yeah.
good work, and that's they talk about spreading love and gratitude, and they talk about water as well,
yeah.
how important it is. And I keep thinking,
yeah.
I kept thinking of Dr. Emoto as you were speaking now, and on all the
yeah.
wonderful work that the Emoto Peace Project does. Of course, Michiko Hayashi, their director, wonderful person, but you're saying the same thing that they say, and you'll actually be getting a chance to meet Michiko Hayashi and the Emoto and see her presentation at the Finnish conference May 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th in Helsinki. But please
yes.
continue with your messages.
I will really love to talk to her, and I also have a very deep contact with the Emoto. It's so strange because from I was a little girl, I had been in contact with this soul that actually was incarnated on this earth, but I was only in contact with his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I have told my father that all this knowledge about the water. I have been praying for the water and praying to the water since I was a little girl. I'll be telling people that I can see the water is changing when we are talking to it in loving ways. And the same thing is actually about plants and minerals and the air and the fire and everything as well. You can actually, if you really get in contact with the fire, you can actually make it to bend for you. You can actually make it to be become bigger or smaller. I have actually tried it. So, and I was talking to my father when I was little and telling him that I have contact with this amazing soul. He's on earth right now and he's teaching a lot about water, and he will be teaching the whole world about water. And when I grew up, I understood that it was Emoto I had been in contact with.
How beautiful.
So I have a lot of love for him. I have never met him in physical body, but I have a lot of love for him because the teaching that he is sharing with the world, it's so important. It's more important than I could ever describe. I actually have no words for it. Just listen to that knowledge, because that is a knowledge that can actually save Birch.
Well, I'm a little speechless right now, because you're touching upon a subject that's very dear to my heart too. I do a lot of I think the Emoto Peace Project and what Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, Yasu Nemoto, and Michiko Hayashi do with the Emoto office in Tokyo is actually God's work. They give what they call angel water to the children of Fukushima, which helps them prevent them from getting cancer. They publish and distribute their children's books on teaching kids between the ages of 3 and 12 love and gratitude. And I'm just a little bit speechless right now for you to bring that up. And I think it's so well, actually, you and your friends, Andromeda friends. And please continue. I want to hear more, please.
Yes. I want to say that I have a lot to talk to Michiko, is it right? Is it spelled right, pronounced right?
Michiko. Michiko is her first name.
Michiko, yes.
Michiko.
I have a lot to talk to her about, because I have got a message. I want to say a little bit about who I am in contact with.
Okay.
My messages, they are from the White Light Council.
Okay.
They are represents from the Andromeda galaxy, from the planet Micha. Among them are my father, the king of Micha, and the White Light Council are an other fraction of the Three Star Alliance. The Three Star Alliance are a fraction of the Galactic Alliance.
All right.
So the Three Star Alliance and the Galactic Alliance are working a lot together. In the Three Star Alliance, there are the benevolent reptilians, as I'm going to talk a little bit more about later.
All right.
There are the Sirius race.
Sirius,
It is also the White Light Council. And the White Light Council are only answering to the Prime Creator. And the White Light Council, as I am sending out messages for, they are telling me that the peace project with the water crystals can do so much more. They are actually a part of saving this planet.
Beautiful. I knew it.
So I'm going to talk to them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I want to tell you a little bit about when I'm out in nature and I'm meditating and I'm just walking around. Because life for me is so holy. And this is so important, because for many years now, I have been walking in nature and I can see a connection between the minerals and the trees and the grass and the soil and the water, the air and the plants and everything. I can see these gold particles like strings going through everything. And I see this in animals too, and in humans. And I can see that, the ego, the mind in humans are bigger than our hearts at the moment. But I can also see that many, many people in this world have got more and more in contact with their hearts, and many hearts all around the world are growing bigger and bigger day for day. And I want to say that life is so holy, and this is a little bit touching for me as well.
Sure.
Because they want us to remember this, that life is sacred. Animals, they are souls, just like us.
Right.
Plants, minerals, water, herbs, air. It is all an extension of Mother Earth.
Wow.
They are all Mother's soul fragments. And it is her gifts to us here on Earth right now to feed our bodies and soul. Air is sending gold particles in the trees, and the fruit of the tree is food for us. So we consume the wisdom, because the gold particles are connected to all the wisdom in the universe and in the galaxy, wherever they are. So all the wisdom that has ever been created and all the knowledge, they are in these gold particles. So I just say, no one you know this, do you not see why they have in this world the last years, the last couple of years, they have been collecting the gold on this planet.
Wow.
And flesh is actually programmed. It's programmed to death, to fear. And the animals that are as are us souls, they are not food for humans. And they are not food for other animals as well. Many people, they are saying that, but there are so many animals on this planet. They have this predatory teeth, you know, to tear flesh.
Right.
Well, I can say this, that lions, they eat the bark of a tree and they are grassing like cows. The bark and the minerals and the roots, they are strong and they need strong teeth to be teared up and to be eaten. So that is not true. Animals are not for food. Not for each other and not for humans. That is a program programmed by the reptilians.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
So in the 5 and the 6 dimension, we will have a completely different nutrient. It will be a substance in some kind of form. It will be some liquid form. And as higher up we go, the less substance we need. It's kind of, you can call it life substance or prana or whatever you like.
Sure.
But it's like a substance of some liquid, golden liquid. And our bodies will be of a, not, of a complete another substance than flesh, but it will be, you can touch it, you can feel it. And our history is not what we have been told.
Right.
Not at all.
Right, right.
And we should not dwell on revealing the truth anymore. We should use our energy to open our hearts and just be the truth. And you can help us with this.
Wow.
And again, and again they say, ask yourself, what footprint will you leave in this world?
Right.
Do you want to leave destruction or creation?
Right. Wow.
They say, create serenity in yourself through meditation, through nature. What you eat, what you consume, what you hold holy, all is part of your path to serenity, to your ascension.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Emma, would you mind if I brought on Scott now? I think I just want to, I want to keep you the floor, but I want to have him maybe give some comments in a few minutes on what you've said.
Yes, yes,
okay?
Of course.
All right.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Scott, have you been listening to Emma's presentation?
Most certainly. Hello, Emma.
Hello.
It's so good
to
cross paths with you again. We first met in Norway, Ted, you and I, and your friend, in the hotel room there.
Right.
I came there to encourage people to come out and begin to deliver what they're here to do. I'm so pleased that you are on the radio now and writing a book and going forward with your mission.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for the work you are doing too, Scott.
Oh, you know, the hue is not native to this planet. And when people use it, it comes with a certain protection from people from Andromeda, from the Seyrays, who we get our genomes from, our DNA. They're human, but they're very tall. They're billions of years old, and human beings, you're correct, human beings are the most ancient race. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know that from people on Earth, but on millions of worlds where humans live, they are incredibly different than we are here.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wonderful thing, because I've known for a very long time that the Andromedan people, the Galactic Alliance Council, and the Say Rays, who are sponsoring the dissemination of this new ray, this new gold light you talk of that is hitting this Earth now.
Yes.
That is making it possible to affect water, Ted, in ways that could not be done before.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And so that is a key element. Water is. And our planet's three-quarters water, so, you know, the surface of it. So we're in really good shape, in a way, in that regard.
Well, I'm a little speechless today because I knew that the work of Michiko Hayashi and the Emoto Peace Project and Hiro Emoto and Mrs. Emoto, of course, in Tokyo with the Emoto office is important. But I am just so pleased to hear this from you, Emma, and of course you as well, Scott. So I think that everyone around the planet should help the Emoto Peace Project as much as they can. Their website, by the way, is www.emotopeaceproject.net if you'd like more information. But Emma, I'd love to have you continue. Then, Scott, feel free to break in with any messages from your friends in the Galactic Alliance.
This is her show. I'm just here to encourage it going further.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. go ahead, Emma. Please do.
Well, I have something I want to say about the gold, because they have told me that this pyramid-shaped they have this pyramid-shaped golden, this golden pyramid shape have been placed all over the universe. It's a pyramid of golden calibration light. It's been placed all over the universe, and it's been initiated, they say.
Yes.
And there is no escape for evil intention anymore.
No.
Wonderful.
I am translating as they are sending me the message.
Oh, you're doing great.
Oh, and you're fine. Really excellent. Continue, please.
Oh. there was this wonderful thing they have told me, and they have told me this in before I went on the show, so I have written a little bit about this. Yes, they're telling me that we will be younger in body, in physical body, before we actually go over to the fifth-dimensional Earth. They're telling me that this time, when we are going to the zero point and going into our hearts, that is very important, and forgive ourselves, our brain and heart, they are kind of merging together.
Mm-hmm.
Hearts has a very strong energetic power, mm-hmm. and more and more stronger than the brain has.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in need, this emerging of the brain and the heart is in need to, because we need this global coherence. We need to be more aware of what we feed out in the atmosphere of Earth,
mm-hmm.
what we send out to ourselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything we send out is affecting the Earth and the nature and each other and ourselves. And I have actually read that science has actually proven that if a big group of people are aware of what they are sending out, it is actually affecting nature and the atmosphere of Earth and even the bodies of humans.
Go ahead, Em. I want to ask you something quick after. Just go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the last thing they're saying. They're saying that this process that starts when we are, starting to forgive ourselves and go into our heart and emerge with the brain and the heart together, this will create a process in our DNA and a reaction at a cellular level that triggers a healing reaction in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So our DNA have... all our DNA have not been mapped yet, but it will be mapped now. And what we call superhumans is what we really will become. That will be a reality.
Mm.
But we have to do the work, and forgiveness, responsibility with our thoughts and connecting with our hearts are very important. And They say we will be of a strong substance. I told you that earlier. And they say that the environment are contaminating us. But what is more important, actually, is that our thoughts can also contaminate us. And it's really important to have pure thoughts. And the cleaner we are in thoughts, the younger we will be in appearance. So thoughts can heal. We have to be in touch with our inner power.
Well, I want to say something really quick.
Yes.
There is a radio show here in the United States called Coast to Coast, and two nights ago they had a really depressing program on radiation problems around the world, and they talked about Fukushima. And it was very hard for me to listen to it because it was so negative, didn't give any solutions. And I thought about having a program on Fukushima today to help on your very topic, but you've said what I wanted to say is that our thoughts can heal. And with that, what I'd like to do is to ask you, Emma, your friends in the Andromeda Galaxy, Scott, your friends in the Galactic Alliance, Ambassador Twillian, to send love and light and ask for their help in cleaning up Fukushima, and also to help the Immortal Peace Project, because they do such good work to make this planet a much better place. And I'd like everyone to send love and light to Fukushima, the Immortal Peace Project, and to clean up the reactors and the radiation over there, because it's not hopeless. And through our thoughts, we can ask for help, and they'll step in and they'll clean it up. And we don't have to live in a polluted
planet. It's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. It's only hopeless when people lose hope.
Right,
and,
exactly.
We will not let people do that.
You see, that's not my station. My program is to raise consciousness, and I look at the future as very, very bright. And but I want to counter what I heard on Wednesday night here in the United States into a positive program. And so what I also like to do is do the hue and also share with you, of course, it's a prayer. It's a Ho'oponopono for Fukushima. It's called the Water Prayer. I'd like to say it three times, if that's okay with you guys. If you could repeat after me, this is for the children of Fukushima and the waters around Fukushima in Japan to clean up that radiation there. And I'd like to just repeat everyone, if you can. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
We are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive
water,
us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Okay,
may
let's
I
do,
add that they are
times.
Already
let's
saving most lives from that catastrophe, Ted.
Oh, yeah,
they
absolutely.
Are definitely involved in cleaning up the waters of the Pacific
let's
and
do
the
it.
Contamination in the
yes.
air.
Okay, if we could do it two more times, it would be great.
Absolutely.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we
water,
love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And one more
water,
time.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you. That's amazing. You know, I actually say this prayer. I say it in the shower. I say it when I wash up. I say it to the water I give to my dogs. I say it to all kinds of water.
Beautiful.
And I'm also, I'm, you know, a friend of me was kind of teasing me the other day. Do you say it to your pee as well? And I say, ah, what a great idea. Because it all goes out to the ocean. So, yeah, why not? that's what they want us to do. They want us to laugh, they want us to be in joy and love, and they want us to know that everything will be fine.
Now one thing I want to mention, and Scott, and I wanted you to just give a couple minutes background on this. On the Coast to Coast program I listened to two nights ago, there was absolutely no mention whatsoever of how all the radiation disappeared around the Sea of Japan, around Japan and across the Pacific in June of 2014. Could you talk a little bit about your friends from the Galactic Alliance? I think Ambassador Trilling may want to say something.
Yes, yeah. First, I want to confirm that the Andromedans are very much involved with the Sayrays and the Galactic Council in our galaxy in cleaning up the tyrant extraterrestrial races out there and from behind the scenes on this earth so that that kind of thing never comes back here. This is something that is taking place for the first time in galactic history. Emma, you talked about people need to forgive themselves and others. I know one of the most important things to bring that about quickly through the hue, because that's the connective word that ties people into that gold light in the new ray in the hue,
yes,
is to realize that the tyrants out there in the galaxy and in other dimensions are not in control of what they're doing, or they would not do it. They,
yeah,
too, were twisted long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when people begin to become aware of this as a fact, they let go of all anger, all hatred, all need for revenge, and their change takes place very quickly.
Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah,
wonderful, Scott. I was going to ask, up until there was a huge plume of radioactive water coming from Fukushima that was headed across the Pacific, Bullseye, Seattle, and Vancouver, Canada, in the spring of 2014. So I went out and did some sent some water samples, and by the time I sent them to the laboratory in California and in Wisconsin, the radiation was completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
And Governor Brown actually issued a press release on June 1st, 2014, saying that he was just so happy that it was cleaned up. Of course, none of that hit the major media.
No.
And on that program 2 nights ago on Coast to Coast, no mention at all was made of that cleanup. But I think if you could explain a little bit about that, Scott, please.
Well, Ambassador Torelli and Emma was involved directly in that. And the Galactic Alliance consists of 450 million plus highly evolved human and humanoid spacefaring races, just in the physical universe alone. That doesn't even include spiritual masters they work with in other and higher realities in here. And they had a hand in this. It's like whatever is being done diabolical off-world amongst tyrant races and hidden behind the scenes here is beginning to unravel in ways that the powers that be here think they have total and complete control of everything. They're seeing something happen that they cannot control. And that's a good thing, because it is not meant to harm them either. It's meant to change consciousness so that those people who are operating as tyrants now will no longer be that way.
Mm.
And that radiation was,
yeah,
neutralized, as you know, Ted.
Right.
You verified that.
Right. And Ambassador Trellingen is telling me now, and I want you both to confirm this, that we just did more in our prayers and sending love and light to the Immortal Peace Project and cleaning up Fukushima than the Tokyo Electric Power Company has done in 5 years since the reactors to clean
They
it
haven't
up.
Really done anything.
They haven't done anything, so we just...
So it's more than just what we're aware of. It's,
right,
well, I'm aware of some of it, but a lot more is done through this radio show right now, and you'll begin to see the results of that in the next few years.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I understand you're writing a book, Emma?
Yes, I am. But
I'm encouraging you to do it, and I will help if I can.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you. And I think we have some talks about that later.
Oh, yeah.
you have my email, I think, and
we can Skype.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage you to do it. And I've been invited to this Finland conference, I believe. And
yes.
I will be one of the presenters there, and Ted is going. So we will have a lot of fun there. That environment will have a certain protection around it.
Yes,
yeah,
it will.
We don't need to worry. We'll be protected.
I'm laughing right now because I get a message.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is how you step forward. What you're doing is the way I started.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right.
So if that's any
encouragement to give, I have to say this because it's a little bit funny, I think, and it's getting my heart to just smile big time. I have a message to the reptilians and the dark-minded races.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's strange. The message is very clear. They will not be let out of the solar system, no matter how much they beg when they are at the Galactic Alliance meetings. I have no clue what that's about, but this is the message.
I
do. Well, there are
they will not be punished.
Yeah. Sorry.
They will not be punished with torture or soul death, but they will be forced to a recalibration chamber and let back to the true pure soul spark.
Yeah.
Well, I know it. I know exactly what that's about. Corey Good was on my show a couple of months ago, and he said the entire solar system has been quarantined by a 6th to 9th dimensional race called the Blue Avians, who are part of the Galactic Alliance, and not letting any of the bad boys out.
Ted, didn't he also mention that he recently became aware on your show of a golden pyramid stationed in the asteroid belt? He doesn't know what it's for or how it got there?
Uh-huh, correct. And that's what something that you just mentioned now, Emma.
What? What did you say?
Oh, go ahead, Scott. Go ahead and repeat that.
Emma, you've talked about these golden pyramids. There's a special type of fountain inside
them. Yes.
The pyramids are not made of matter, physical matter, but they can exist in physical matter. This is something new. The energy they channel only works one way. There is no negative power, negative being, or misuse of technology that can affect them in any way. And they are turned on and moving forward. So things are, the destiny of this planet and its future is very much changed. The destiny has been altered very recently, as you know, regarding what is going to take place here. The Armageddon idea is gone.
It's gone. That timeline's gone now. I wanted to ask, we have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I'd like, if it's okay, to do the Hue quickly, and then to give Emma the rest of the time to wrap it up with messages from her beautiful friends.
Shall I start it, or
please,
would you like to, Ted? Or you, Emma?
Emma. And once you start it, Emma.
Okay.
And as you do this, please send love and light to Fukushima. One more time. I always feel such calmness and serenity every time I do that. And there's more white light that came out of the studio just now. Emma, we have about 3 minutes left, and I'd love to have you give the rest of the time for messages from your friends, please.
Yes, well, the White Council of Light, they are saying that Naneli Meneni Sukaiti Li Dana Dila. In English, it would be something like, I honor you, I am as you are me. Welcome to the true way of feeling and thinking, they say. Unity in heart and mind. Indoctrinated by those who wanted the power for themselves, but you are the power within. Search for the light in yourself instead of searching for darkness in others. When you see your own light, the light in others and yourself will grow. What you nurture grows strong. It is as simple as that. Remember who you are, and you will understand the knowledge within. Do not punish yourself or think negative thoughts. Are you in mind? Your mind would be right. Are you in heart? Your heart would be right. Are you in balance? You will find serenity. It is as simple as that. We are light frequencies. We are individualities in oneness. How many tones or colors are there in this world? Just as many as us, individuals in oneness we are. Let us play on each other's tones and colors and not sabotage yourself or each other. Love yourself and everyone. Love is pure. One thing we promise you, you can go a long way. Either you live in darkness or in light. This is surely the frequency of love is written in the halls of the Supreme Creator, and life is the word. Only light of lovingly light will live forever. Thank you.
Very nice.
I'd also like to send love and light to them as well. Now.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
You know, we are as important in doing the Hue to change this world as the beings, the millions of them, billions of them that are capable of actually doing it.
Right.
They need us here. And we are as important to them as they are to us.
Well, I wanted to tell you, we've got about 30 seconds left, and I want to thank Scott, you, and Emma, especially you, for coming on today with the Andromeda Council, the white light, and the Galactic Alliance, and also helping Ambassador Twillian to this hour as well. Just an incredible messages. I also want to have you on again very soon. If you're free later today, we can do a pre-record. I'd like to continue this conversation and play it maybe next week, if you're free, if you're still extending it. Okay.
Yes.
Please stay tuned. We're having on Dr. Fernandez talking about the wonderful Peace and Light Conference in August in the Dominican Republic. And then I'm having on at 3:15, 3:20, Chris Carter, the producer of The X-Files. Stay tuned, my friends. Thank you so much for coming on today, Scott and Emma.